Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll guess the takes for week number 4 in the NFL coming up in a little bit here and check in with you people, see what they're up to. Plus, we'll end the show with a same game parlay.
Parlette.
And if we hit this one, you know whose fault that we didn't hit last week is?
It was Kyle.
That'd be Kyle because he's not with us. We will have our parlay for you for the Eagles and the Buccaneers coming up on Sunday at the end of the show today. First, though, let's check in with the name that in the past, I think before the Eagles had won 2 Super Bowls, we wouldn't have been allowed to bring this guy on the air.
I still kind of feel some kind of way, but I got to get over it because, I mean, the guy's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's our guest.
He's a solid dude, but I still remember them coming in here at the vet and kicking our ass and going to the Super Bowl. My man, Rondé Barber. Rondé, what's going on, man?
What's up? I like that introduction.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you do.
I'm pretty sure y'all should forgive me by now. That was a long
No, Rondé, listen. Every time the Super Bowl come around, I think about that game and I'm like, damn. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn, we were so close. Oh my gosh.
Hey, we had spent a lot of time trying to get to that point, man. Nobody, everybody forgets that we went to St. Louis, greatest show on turf in 1999, and should have went to the Super Bowl that year, except for Ricky Prohl last second catch and the Bird Emanuel not a catch fiasco at the end of that game. So we got our own heartbreak. So
We finally got one, but I didn't get one though. That's what kind of hurts.
Yeah, Rondé, we had to wait till we got a second Super Bowl here before we invited John. And now we can start to push those demons away from the past.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, Rondé,
I'll tell you guys, I was at the Super Bowl last year. I hosted that on the field with the NFL, and at the very end, there's footage of it. Somebody caught me saying "Fly Eagle, fly." So
wow,
is that right? Okay.
Oh, see now, all right. So now things have changed over the years. Rondé, excited to have you on the show today and to talk about this particular matchup, which 3-0 versus 3-0. Rondé, this is a big one on Sunday as the Eagles. You know, everyone kind of expected them to pick up where they left off and win a lot of games, but the Bucs, they're 3-0 as well, and it seems like a lot of late game magic with Baker Mayfield right now.
Well, the Bucs are. I have the privilege and the misfortune of watching all their games, and they could easily be 0-3. But you know, when you got a guy like Baker, literally you leave time on the clock, and it's a close game, it's a one score game. He's going to score. That's what it's come down to these 3 weeks. Now, are they a talented team? Yes, they are very talented, especially at skill positions on offense, and a couple of players on defense, really, really talented. But they're hurt, and this is a team that is. When I was prepping for this week to do my show midweek, you're looking at the injury report, and it's as significant as it's ever been. So not hedging, but this is going to be an interesting game for Tampa. Thankfully, it's at home. Thankfully, it's at 1 o'clock. It's going to be hot as hell. Hugh, I don't know if you're coming down, but it's brutal in Tampa now.
Oh, no, I can imagine. I remember those games that we used to have in Tampa that used to be brutal like that. But, Rondé, my question to you is this. When you see – what prism do you view a quarterback like Jalen Hurts in? Because it's kind of been all over the place up here. Some people feel that, you know, he's limited in some of the things that he does.
Yeah.
How do you view Jalen Hurts?
He's a winner. That's all I care about. I mean, is he ever going to be in a conversation for MVP? I mean, probably not, unless you redefine what the MVP means in today's NFL. It's not what he looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I could say the same thing about Baker. So I view them in the same premise. They can get things done when they need to get done. I mean, people, the Bucks are 100 plus rushing yards per game, which started last year. A lot of that, like 40 yards a game of that, is Baker Mayfield. And it's no different than what Jalen brings to the table for Philly. You know, it's a win at any cost or any way that it looks type of mentality. So when I'm judging him as a guy that I would love to be my quarterback. Now, if I'm, you know, trying to say some of your players like A.J. Brown could be one of the top receivers in the NFL, probably not on that team just because of the way the offense runs and he's just not going to deliver the ball to him. Like those big number of guys are across the league, but dude, all you do is win, man. This league's about winning. The beauty contest that the league turns into sometimes, sometimes annoying and useless conversation. You know, dude sitting at 3-0 and Super Bowl champion, he can be whatever he wants to be.
Yeah, he can, they've only lost one football game since they left Tampa last September, and that game Jalen Hurts got knocked out of with a concussion, so they haven't lost a game with him fully on the field in a year. Ronde, got to ask you your thought on the tush push, which has become, you know, for years now a big story, but even bigger one this offseason. The NFL had the vote, they ultimately didn't ban it, and then week two in Kansas City, Eagles run it seven times, and everyone's flipping out. Are you pro tush push? Are you anti tush push? Where do you come down on the play?
I mean, I'm a defensive player. I hate it. You can't stop it. I would say, and just, you know, from a 30,000-foot view, because obviously I'm not in football anymore. I watch it and I cover it to a small degree. I don't mind the play. I just know that when you watch it in super slow-mo and you see all the things that are going on in that play, it's not a good play, man. Yeah, offensive linemen are constantly offsides. Defensive linemen are constantly in the neutral zone. It's an unlegislatable play, basically. And you know what it's going to result in. It's going to result in a first down. So, if the defense – I said this last year. I don't know if anybody would agree with me or even heard this take when I said it. But if defenses want to make this go away, they'll just let them – they'll just stand up and make it an uncompetitive play, and the NFL will have to capitulate and get rid of it. Mm. That's the only way this happened. Otherwise, it's just a play. It's quarterback sneak. I mean, what do you want? I mean, we've made a big deal about it just because of the way it looks. But, I mean, quarterback sneaks have been going on forever. I mean, what was Tom Brady on quarterback sneaks? Wasn't he like 99% you or something?
Something like ridiculous. That sounds about right.
Right. So, I mean, it just is what it is. I mean, It's nice to have it's funny that y'all have a Super Bowl championship there, two Super Bowl championships in the last 6 years, and Tush Push is still top of the
– It's the hottest topic. It was the hottest topic last week after that Kansas game.
And when people criticize it, people go crazy here. Ronde Barber joining us as we get set for the Eagles and the Bucks on Sunday. Ronde, what makes Todd Bowles so good, and why do you think he's had so much success against an Eagles offense that usually scores a lot of points on most teams? I mean, the Eagles have been the last 4 or 5 years one of the better teams of pro football. They've been at two Super Bowls, 1-1, but it's been 1-4 against Todd Bowles and his Buccaneers teams. What does he do that makes it so hard on the Eagles and everyone in the NFL?
Well, he's a 3-4 defensive guy, which you can better explain this when you get off the air if you don't really get that the nose tackle, the two interior defensive ends, are run defenders, really. You got the edge guys that do everything. They drop, they rush, they, whatever. But they pack the inside of the defense. So if you're trying to pull, you know, trying to run gap scheme, you got to find somebody that can move Vita Vea out of the way. Not possible. You got to find somebody that can to catch an edge. Not possible with our tall outside linebackers. He's just dedicated to stopping the run, like at the expense sometimes of playing good on the back end of the defense. But the reason number one, you can't run a ball against Tampa. Nobody has. Quarterbacks sometimes fare a little bit better here and there because they can some of the drop back stuff. But the reality is, you can't run the ball against Tampa. And if you do try, it's just difficult. You know that you're hitting your head on the wall 7 out of 10 times. And then secondly, Todd's a it's hard to describe because I don't want to say he's a player's coach. He's like this gentle, like giant of a man that has this fire burning inside of him that players really, really appreciate. You know, a lot of noise down in Tampa that Todd's not good enough coach and this and that. But I mean, reality is he's won four division titles in a row. He's been to the playoffs all those years. He constantly wins with new coordinators on offense. And so, like, at some point, you just got to say he's a good coach, man. He understands how to play this game. He's been around it a long time, played it a long time, and has been coaching at a high level for a long time. And he's got a very diverse playbook, defensive playbook, and he can basically stop whatever he wants, whenever he wants.
Yeah, he's a good coach, and he's given the Eagles trouble. Rondé, tell us about the Bucs' skill players, who we got to watch out for on Sunday, because it feels like it's changing a little bit. I mean, Mike Evans is hurt right now. I know Chris Godwin coming back, but some young guys I've noticed, Emeka Ibuka, the rookie, and then it seems like Bucky Irvin's coming into his own, the running back.
Yeah, well, he came into his own last year. Bucky did. Bucky was a sensation, dude. I think it was the second or third game, home game of the year last year. And all of a sudden, you hear these Bucky chants. And, like, Bucky's a fourth-round draft pick out of Oregon. But, like, you notice what he is when the ball is in his hands. He had a play last week, Hugh. I broke it down in one of our breakdowns for the Bucks. Mm-hmm. He had 10 guys to the left of him when he caught this, like, flare pass. Within, like, 5 yards, he had 9 guys to the right of him. He just jump cut across the screen and basically outran the defense. So he's just a sensational player. But the real star for the early part of the season now is Emeka. And when I met Emeka in the offseason and through the Bucs preseason games, you're looking at a guy that you're telling yourself that, dude, this guy's been here before. Like, I know he's 22 years old, but he looks like he's done this for years. He acts like he's done it for years. So mature. And then he's just a professional about going about the business. So he's become the favorite target. Mike's hamstring is like as reliable as a Cybertruck in a hurricane right now. So it's going to tear it every single year. He's going to miss 2 or 3 weeks. So they had to draft Emeka in the first round. I mean, I know it was controversial for us because we were looking for defensive players, but I think the Bucs drafted a guy that they knew was going to be sensational, and he has been already.
Rondé, appreciate you giving us a few minutes today. We know you're a busy guy and have games to do and the Bucks to watch. So thank you for hopping on. And I'm sure everyone out there is annoyed at you still, but I think 2 Super Bowls here have made it a little easier for us to say hi to you.
And have safe travels coming back, man.
Right. Hugh and I are both in our 50s. Like, I think we're starting to age out of people that remember that game. So.
yeah, we are. We definitely are.
Rondé, thanks, man. We'll talk soon.
All right, see
y'all. There he goes, Rondé Barber. Yeah, we went 10 years ago. Just not allowed to bring him on the air here. It would have been. It would have been no way.
Aged out is crazy though. Yeah, starting to age out.
I might have to use that one again. Hugh, you're aging out, man.
Aging out.
You're aging out. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to your phone calls, and we got to guess the takes for week number 4. What is everyone going to be saying on Monday after another week of NFL action? We will have you people later in the show, see what they're up to, and our same game parlay for the Bucks and the Eagles. That Bucky Irving thing he's talking about, we might have to put that in our parlay.
That on parlet.
Seems like he can't cover that guy out of the backfield. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 for coming up. We will get to guess the takes for week number 4 in the NFL, what everyone's going to be saying come Monday morning. Jack Miller, who's producing in for Kyle today, who we had to send home because he was not in a good space this morning.
Yeah, the bubble gust.
Yeah, we made a team decision led by management here to say, you know what, Kyle, go and we get some rest. We'll see you on Monday. So Jack flew in. And he's produced today, done a great job. He will give us his take. Everyone's going to talk about it on Monday coming up in a little bit. We'll also have a same game parlay for you, Hugh, with the Eagles and the Bucks for Sunday afternoon. If we hit this one, I mean, Hugh, is it fair to say if we hit this one, Kyle's never allowed to participate in the same game parlay again?
I mean, we can say that, but we know that's probably not going
to
be
the case. I'm just saying. We don't have to bet his leg anymore if he continues to lose. Anyway, we'll get that to you for the end of the show, and we'll check in with you people. All right, so one thing, I'm thinking back to our conversation with Rondé Barber, what he was saying there.
Mm-hmm.
He did seem to sound a little bit of an alarm on the Bucs' injuries. He said he didn't want to make an excuse, but like he said, they're banged up right now. I think it feels like the script is being flipped a little bit. Every time we go down there, we tend to be in a bad spot injury wise, and now we're going down there. And I'm not saying we're in a perfect spot, right? We don't have a second corner that we even can count on right now because Kelee Ringo is probably gonna have to play. That's a concern, and obviously Nolan Smith is a big loss, but. All this considered, I think we're in better shape injury-wise than they are this time.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you talk about what happened to us last time we were there. You know, the defense looked – they didn't look like the defense that won the Super Bowl.
No.
That was a fact. They didn't look like that. And when you talk about how Baker played us, it probably won't go that way again. You know, because you've learned from those mistakes. I'm pretty sure they watched a lot of that film and saw how they took a whole lot of underneath stuff. You know, that's probably not going to be an issue with Mike Evans not being in the game and Chris Godwin being as banged up right. as he is. And Baker Mayfield is dealing with somewhat of a biceps injury.
So I do have an update on the Bucs and their injury report. They're listing Baker Mayfield, Chris Godwin, and Tristan Wirfs as questionable for Sunday's game. Now, typically questionable means they're going to play. Doubtful yeah. means they're not. Obviously out, they're out. So it looks like all three of Baker, Godwin, and Wirfs will play. But Baker having a biceps injury.
That's weird.
I can't think of a quarterback that I've seen recently that had a bicep injury. I wonder
is that on his throwing arm? On his throwing bicep?
You know, that's a great question. I would think if it's not, it doesn't matter much at all, right? Yeah. But if it's on his throwing arm, that could impact things. I mean, you start to wonder, like, how many
throws he has in him.
Right.
Like, or how accurate he could be.
Sure. Well, it just will take away from that accuracy. So we'll find out. I'm going to look up exactly where that injury is for Baker Mayfield, which arm. But, yeah, certainly more of an issue if it isn't on his throwing arm. Let's get to Cody in Middletown, Delaware. Cody's on WIP.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Cody. What's going on?
Hey, I was going to touch on, I know Sosa came out for the Phillies after being out for a little bit with an injury, and mm-hmm. he came out on fire. I mean, what, he had three home runs, and I didn't know if you think Trey Turner is going to have a comeback game like that when he comes back in the lineup.
He could. I mean, I don't know about three home runs. I mean, that was remarkable to come back right off the injured list and have three home runs like Sosa, but Cody, I mean, Trey's had his best season as a Philly. He seemed to have great, you know, mostly really good at-bats this year, and I know he's a guy, he's said in the past, he doesn't need a lot of time to kind of get reacclimated to pitching, so let's hope for it. And Cody, if he doesn't play this weekend, his first game is going to be the playoff game, so let's hope he's ready to go here.
That was a little bit worrisome for me, too. I was kind of hoping for a warm-up game before that.
I think he is too, and when we were talking to Scott earlier, Cody, it seemed like he was alluding to the idea that maybe Trey Turner needs to get in the game this weekend so he can run and feel like it's past him. You ever have that?
Acclimated.
You ever have that with an injury? Like you need to kind of get out there, Hugh, and feel like I'm good now.
I mean, I don't think I've ever did anything like that because you know it's more you got to get ready to go. But
right.
It makes sense when Scott framed it the way that he did. It made a lot more sense.
Yeah.
And I will tell you this for the Eagles, so. I'm pumped for this game. We've had a couple bad outings against Tampa, and I want to run you through it. My prediction real quick.
Mm-hmm. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, fourth quarter. It's a long fourth and one around the Eagles' 48-yard line. Bucky Irvin takes the handoff. He gets smushed in the backfield by Davis. Eagles get the ball back. 38 seconds left. A quick out to Dallas Goedert, right in field goal range, and Jake Elliott takes us home 20-17.
Oh, I like it. That's a low-scoring game with two good offenses. Cody, man, we appreciate the phone call. So Cody's got a 20-17. Hugh, we do have an update here. Jack was able to find it. It is Baker Mayfield's right arm, his throwing arm that he has the biceps injury. So apparently he was limited in practice, but today was the first time he threw the football all week. So they've given him a few days off.
That might be something.
That could be a big thing.
Yeah, that could be a big thing, man, because you know that's that whole timing thing. You know, throwing that timing off a little bit.
I wonder if he's dealing with a bruise or a pull of the muscle. Like I didn't, you know, we'd have to kind of go back and see what happened to his arm. Like, you know, did he get stepped on? Did he get slammed down to the ground during the Jets game and it's bruised up?
I would probably say it's more of a bruise.
Okay. Because a muscle could be a big problem for him.
Yeah.
Could have overtrained it, too.
Sure.
Potentially. Like, yeah. If he's working his right arm all the time and he's pushing out, could have done something that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I think it's something that I'm going to be watching closely early in the game to see what his accuracy is like. And if he has the same power on his arm, because he's got a pretty strong arm for a guy that's not that big.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Yeah, so that could be a big one.
That's
yeah.
my main concern, is his accuracy and his power.
Yeah.
Because if you injure your bicep, I mean, that... I know you're probably using more of your triceps sure. when throwing, but still, I mean, that's going to affect your throwing arm.
Yeah, and one thing that Rondé said to us when he was on a few minutes ago is Baker runs more than people think. I mean, he averages like 30-something yards a game rushing. Maybe he's also less apt to do that because he doesn't want to land on the arm or get hit. So it could affect a lot of parts of this game coming up on Sunday. Joe in Roxburgh. What's up, Joe?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How are you today?
What's up, Joe?
Joe, what's up?
Listen, I'm calling you. I back you 100%. Nola gets the start on nostalgia alone. All right? Philadelphia sports are known for the nostalgia. We back a player with the history they give us, and if they don't prove themselves, get him out. But he gets the chance to play because of the history. He's a good man. He's a good player. He didn't steal no money from us. We paid him for his work. He might be a little lazy, but he gets the play.
Well, I just don't understand the nostalgia thing. I mean,
yeah, that was a lot.
At what point do we stop giving him the ball, Joe? Like, could it be, because he's pitched here for 12, 13 years, he gets to pitch here forever? Like, how does this work?
No, not forever, but this is your shot, right? Like, you get your start. If you do it, great. If not, sorry, bud, but you got to go. But you don't just got to, you know, shelf him just because of it. You got the window. You got a little bit of space. You got some flexibility. See if he plays. See if he brings it out. We back him. Everybody says, you know what, Nola, we think you can do this. You're all right, buddy. Come on, get out there. Give him a tap on the butt and see what he does.
So, Joe, I tend to agree with you just for a different reason. Like, I would give him the start, too, in game four because I want to use Walker and Buehler out of the bullpen. But we're talking about a guy with a 6.4 ERA. I mean, you feel good about him in a playoff game?
You got to use him. You got to use him. What are you going to do either way? I think what you're saying is good. You know, Buehler, he comes out maybe 3.5, see what he does. He
right.
picks up the slack, Nola drop. But you still give him the shot because he's been there for us. He's played the ball. He's worn the jersey. You got to give him one more, at least. I mean, otherwise, see you later, bud.
Yeah, and you know what, Joe? It might end up being something like that. Joe, we appreciate the phone call. Like, Q, I think if they get to the NLCS, game four is going to be Aaron Nola. If he pitches bad, though, he's not going to get a start in the World Series. I mean, it's like he's not going to be guaranteed the next start if he pitches bad in his first playoff start.
Nah, but he should be a part. I think he should be a part of the rotation in some aspect. He should be a part of rotation.
6.46 ERA.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he's had a rough one. He's had a whole rough season, man. But I just have a feeling that, you know, this is an all-hands-on-deck yeah. situation, and you're probably going to need everybody.
Let me ask you a question. I just want to know how you're going to feel if this scenario plays out.
Mm.
Game four of the National League Championship Series. Phillies against Brewers or Cubs or Padres, whoever, right? They're down 2-1, and we're handing the ball to Aaron Nola to start game four. You feel good?
Do I feel good, Joe? No.
Okay.
I don't, but
okay.
I mean, what are we going to do? Gotta see if he can, you know, the moment. I don't think the moment's too big for
your guy could pitch.
Taiwan.
Here's
the thing. I think going into that, I gave him the ball, but short leash.
Well, the leash is extremely short.
Yeah, you can't have none of that, hey, you got a couple bad innings, and I'm going to let you stay out there to fix it. And I'm going to tell you flat out, be like, hey, man. I love you, but we ain't got time to be dilly-dallying.
No
dilly-dally.
Right, if the scenario I painted plays out, they can't lose that game. I mean, they'd be in big trouble.
No dilly-dally.
Yeah, I would start Nola just because I think the bullpen work for Buehler is going to be more valuable over the course of a full postseason than just holding him for a potential game four, kind of using him there. I think he could get big outs out of the bullpen for them a lot. I'm excited about the Walker Buehler thing. Of all the Dave Dombrowski moves, I mean, obviously Duran is the huge one. And Bader has been, you know, it was under the radar, but it's become a huge one. The Walker Buehler one could turn out to be a major move that really no one saw coming because he was so bad with the Red Sox. He's pitched well here. He has enormous postseason experience. He's been really good in the postseason. Heck, he closed the World Series out last October. He was the guy on the mound for the Dodgers. So I think Buehler is going to play a big role in the postseason here for the Phillies, but probably more out of the bullpen than starting a game. We shall see, though, how they use everyone and set this roster after this weekend. All right, before we go any further, it is a Friday, which means we have to guess the takes for week number four in the NFL. Ah, there it is. All right, Hugh, what are you thinking? Monday, what is everyone talking about Monday morning after a week of NFL action?
You know what? I've been on this train a while, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to explain this a little bit.
Okay.
And I understand that this individual that I'm picking to to do something that he hasn't done all season long. Might sound a little crazy.
Okay.
But I feel strongly about this. And that's Spencer Rattler.
Excuse me?
I feel like...
Who?
Wait a minute, Jack. Let me finish before you start jumping on, piling on. I think the Saints upset the Bills. I've been calling this for the last couple of weeks.
Saints upset the Bills.
And Spencer Rattler gets his first win in the NFL as a starting quarterback.
The Saints. The winless Saints.
Yes.
Against the undefeated Bills.
And I think it's in Buffalo.
It is in Buffalo.
Yes.
Now, I understand that people that are in their car right now calling me all kind of mean and hurtful names.
Yeah.
That I have been picking this upset for the last 3 weeks. This is the third time's got to be the charm. It has to be. Because when you look at those last two games, especially that one against the Dolphins, man. Well, the Jets one don't count because they kind of blew the Jets out. But the Dolphins game, though, they were on the ropes. In my mind, they were on the ropes. So I feel like this is the week that Spencer Rattler, even though he got pulled last week, I understand that this is the week.
This is the same Spencer Rattler that I'm thinking of?
Yes.
The Saints quarterback.
The one that went to Oklahoma, yeah. South Carolina. Yeah. Yeah, that guy. The one that got pulled last week.
So you're not saying they're going to cover the number. They're going to win the game outright.
They're going to upset the Bills.
Okay.
Give them the first loss.
So as I look this up, I want to make sure I have
this. What's the point spread? Well, don't care.
You should care. It is 15.5 right now.
Jeez.
Which means if you're right on this, what you're saying is we're going to see one of the 10 biggest upsets in the history of pro football.
The
history of pro football.
You said you wanted some hot takey.
I said guess the takes. They could be hot, they could be mild.
That's the take.
Yeah.
That's the take.
Okay. The biggest upsets, the Jets over the Colts in Super Bowl III, Joe Namath's guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to go back through the years. There's been a few 17.5-point upsets over the years. A few 16.5-point upsets, and then you get down to where we are in this game, 15.5 points. So what's the takeaway from that? Spencer Rattler's for real, or the Bills are frauds?
Bills are frauds.
I mean, if they lose at home to the Saints, they're frauds.
Yeah, but that's an upset. Yeah, they would be frauds. They're all fugazi. Right.
You really put yourself all the way in on this one.
I put myself all the way out there.
Yeah, you probably should have stopped a while ago. But all right, Hugh's all the way in. He's got the Saints over the Bills.
I'm going to pick the Bills next week for upset, too.
Yeah, until they lose a game. Just keep.
And then I'm going to feel like I told you so.
It would be funny if the Bills went close to undefeated. Hugh picks against them every week.
They just win every single
game.
You know how I like to say, I'm at this point now where I just got to keep. I just got
to keep digging that hole even deeper.
I got to keep leaning into this.
15.5-point favorite's going to lose at home. All right. My guess to take for week number 4 is that by Monday morning you're going to hear that Eagles and Vikings game in a few weeks. Yeah, that's going to be Carson Wentz on the field. I think the Vikings are going to beat the Steelers in London. And I don't even think it's because of Carson. I thought he played okay last week. He was like 14-20. Their defense was incredible. Our old buddy Isaiah Rodgers had 2 defensive touchdowns.
Man. Yeah, that was nice. But he graded out pretty high, didn't he?
Highest graded player in the history of Pro Football Focus.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We can kind of use him right now.
I mean, yeah, when you think about what we're dealing with.
Howie dropped the ball on that one.
You think so?
Yeah. Howie does a lot of great things.
He doesn't drop the ball often.
He doesn't, but I think he missed the boat on Isaiah Rodgers. Yeah. I think the Vikings are going to win that game, and you're going to hear by Monday. Carson Wentz is going to keep that job for a while, even when J.J. McCarthy is healthy, which means we would get Wentz versus Hurts in Minnesota in a few weeks. That would be wild. I see that one happen. All right, Jack Miller, who's producing for us today, in for Kyle. Jack, what's the take you think you're going to hear on Monday?
I think that Cam Ward's going to get his first NFL win.
Ooh.
And I think that C.J. Stroud is going to be 0-4 with the Texans.
That's spicy.
And C.J. Stroud's going to have a lot of questions around his name about how his regression has really been a huge problem for Houston.
You know, it's an interesting one. I feel like after his rookie year, C.J. Stroud was crowned. Like, he's one of the better ones, right? Like,
right.
Oh, some people had him in the top 10 list of quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. I believe if you go back and look at top 10 lists after the 2023 season, because remember, that was the year the Eagles collapsed, right? Jalen threw more interceptions than he ever did. Mm-hmm. I think there were probably a good amount of top 10 lists that had C.J. Stroud over Jalen Hurts just 2 years ago. Hugh, if they drop to 0-4 and C.J. continues to look... What would you say? Blah? Like, he just looks
like mediocre.
Mediocre is a good word.
It's worse than mediocre. Yeah. I mean, Houston can't even score over 20 points.
Yeah. And I know they have offensive line issues, and I know they're not super well coached on the offense, so they have a new coordinator.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
But if you're that good of a quarterback, you got to score 20 points, right?
You got to at least do that.
And he's got a good defense, and it's still not leading to any wins for the Houston Texans. Boy, that would be a big one. If they lose to a winless Titans team, that would be a huge one. All right, you made my Wentz is going to start against the Eagles one look tame. I got C.J. Stroud's going to be a bust. I got Hugh Douglas over here with one of the biggest upsets in NFL history.
In history of the NFL.
Are you betting Saints money line? That's the question. Well, if you believe it that much.
I got to put my money where my mouth is. $2.
For how much?
It's plus 870. Eight for an NFL game? 870?
Somebody just hit me up and said, Hugh, what type of gummies you want? I ain't on no gummies. This is guess the takes. And this is the take that I have. This is the take that I'm rolling with. Yeah. Put like $2 on. Let me see what my money looking like. $2 bet.
You know, I think there's one that we didn't mention today that I think you had a take a couple weeks ago that I think we could hear after the games of this week.
What you got?
Well, you did say a couple weeks ago you think the Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs, right?
Yes, I did.
If the Chiefs lose at home again, this time to the Baltimore Ravens.
That's going
to
be a tough game.
That means they're 1-3. Baltimore's favored in that game, just like the Eagles were favored in that game, to go into Kansas City and win on Sunday. That'll be a big one. Is that a 1 o'clock game? I hope that's a 4 o'clock game. I'd like to watch that one after the Eagles take care of business and win. It's the 4 o'clock CBS game on Sunday with the Eagles and the Bucks being the 1 o'clock game. Speaking of CBS, as I pull up this paper that I got to tell everyone about, Hugh, you know, Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on us these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live and every NFL Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, let's do a quick check on our poll questions today. We got you people coming up, and then we'll put together a same-game parlay for the Eagles and the Buccaneers.
The parlette.
Yes, the parlette, as Hugh says. All right, three polls today. Our Twitter poll, of course, is brought to you and sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Does the Eagles' recent history versus the Bucks concern you for this week's game? I am sad to report that Hugh Douglas' side came out on the winning side of the poll today. 56% are concerned with the history against the Bucks. Did anyone not hear what I said? AJ Brown didn't play in the four games they lost. The Bucks are more banged up this time.
We can go in there better suited for this game, but you can still have a little bit of concern. It's okay. Two things can be mutually, you know, it can be right. Two things can be right.
So people are concerned about Jalen Hurts versus Todd Bowles.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing. Because it just looks like Jalen just looks different when he plays against a Todd Bowles defense.
Yeah, I think we had a caller earlier who mentioned the irony of that. Like, it looked like they turned the corner, right, to end last game offensively. But now we got to go play Todd Bowles and the Bucks defense. All right. This one was an interesting one. Do you expect the Eagles to come out throwing on Sunday in Tampa?
Yes. 67%.
Close. 63% say yes.
Okay.
You're doing good on guessing the polls today.
Yes, yeah. I'm all right with that.
Well, I need to see it to believe it. I'd like to see it, and I think they should come out and throw it, but I need to see it to believe it. I kind of still feel they're going to come out conservative and try to play close to the vest. Also, I am wondering when we're going to get our first big Saquon game this year. Maybe it is this week. All right, last one. Is it disappointing to hear how scared Hugh Douglas is of the Bucks on today's show? Again, the results here, not what I was hoping for. 49%, yes, it's sickening. 51%, no, I get it.
No,
you've turned this whole town soft.
No, because
you're proud of yourself.
They listen to what I'm saying.
I hope
they understand. I thank you for the people that understand what we try to talk about and spew on these airwaves on a daily basis.
I hope you're proud of yourself.
I am very.
You
very
have turned
so.
The fan base of a 3-0 team into scared.
No, they're
cats.
Not scared. They understand where I'm coming from. Now I still think we're going to win the game, but I applaud them.
You also think the Saints
listening.
Are going to beat the Bills? So
I do. Now y'all might be questionable.
Yeah. Oh, that's more than questionable. I mean, that'd be one of the biggest upsets in the history of the sport. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, we'll come back, check in with you people, and put together a same game parlay for the Eagles and the Buccaneers. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Yes, it is time to hear from you people. See what they're up to today watching on YouTube. I did like that dig we had at the Bucks on the way back there. Did you hear that one? Pandemic championships don't count, Hugh. So the 2020 Super Bowl, that didn't count. Yeah, so the Dodgers haven't won a World Series or didn't win one before last year, and the Lakers didn't win one, and neither did the Buccaneers. All right, Jack Miller producing today, in for Kyle. Jack, what are they saying on YouTube today?
Well, they didn't really like Chris and Aaron leading off, as always. Yeah. Leading off with Chris and Aaron is like starting Stubbs and Rojas at 1-2.
That's pretty good, yeah. I mean, we make out the lineup card, so it's an indictment on us, as it would be on Topper, but... I do like the dig.
Yeah, and someone else said that Kyle wasn't in because he knew Aaron was going to be top-notch garbage today.
Ooh.
You know what? Maybe he was sick. Does that make sense to you? He was sick before, just knowing what would happen. Who was worse? I thought Chris lost some steam trying to work his way back to the top of the caller board. And Aaron, I thought, had steam, Hugh, and then...
He lost focus.
Yeah, I mean, how do you lose focus on a call to the... To the show.
It all depends on what the lawn guy was doing or the landscapers.
Yeah.
What did he say? Landscapers?
Construction, lawn.
Construction workers,
yeah,
something.
Something like that. I mean, lock in, Aaron. I mean, this is important stuff. So
we're locked in every day.
I mean, especially Hugh. I mean,
every
you guys
day, every
fully
day.
Locked in.
Before your calls, though, they just started getting bored and just wanted to roast you, Joe. So okay. One guy said, I can use Joe's head as a flashlight. It's brighter than my phone's flashlight.
Yeah, that works. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to say, listen, I might
you're
have
under
a,
those bright lights,
I might have a shiny head in regular life, but it really, the lights in here don't do me any favors.
Yeah, because the comparing and contrast, because the lights are all bright on you and then they're all dark over here.
Yeah.
Right.
Should we switch seats next week and see what happens?
No.
Okay.
I think you should.
No, not at all.
So do you think the room in here is lit too bright?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I like to turn the lights down. I like it a little bit, you know, more ambiance in here.
Yeah, I wonder who's responsible for this, because we don't
usually,
do it.
Joe, the camera usually has the lights on bright.
Oh, this is the camera's fault?
I think so.
Because once in a while when we're doing the show, the lights will change here, as if someone behind the scenes is trying to change the contrast.
But my eyes are always a little darker.
Yeah, okay.
And it feels like I'm sitting
We might have to change the lights. I didn't even know we were allowed to do that. We're going to change the lights next week. Okay, go ahead.
There was a rhyme that went on in the comments. It said, there once was a man named Kyle. His stomach was active with bile. His stomach aches from Joe's bad takes, so he will be out for a while.
That wasn't bad.
That was, well, you didn't like the one yesterday.
Well, no, because this is better. I mean, it really didn't rhyme. I mean, it wasn't more so that it was about me. It was just that it didn't sound great.
Well,
but this one
I think
better.
You didn't like it yesterday because it was about you.
No, they always talk bad.
So
about
is this asserting that I made Kyle sick with my takes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I like that one.
And then people weren't fond of Hugh's take of the Saints over conquering the Bills.
People have brains.
So some people were saying that Hugh has hit his head too much on the AstroTurf. And
it's
then,
not funny.
That wasn't
and
funny.
Then Stevie Wonder has better vision than Hugh.
Yeah, that's
funny.
We can take that one.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah.
take that one.
Yeah. I mean, you did pick a 15.5 point dog to win outright.
I mean, but
a winless dog.
I guess you have to be here long enough to understand why I did that, because I've been picking against the Bills for the last 3 weeks.
You have.
Right.
So it just so happened that I put the quarterback that got benched in the top 10 on my list, and then they just so happened to play the team that I've been picking against for the last 3 weeks.
It's like two bits came together,
yes.
right? So Hugh keeps picking against the Bills for whatever reason.
Yes.
And he's also somehow has become fond of Spencer Rattler, who's probably the worst quarterback in the sport.
It was really to irritate Kyle.
Okay.
Because of the QBR thing, because he did have a high QBR before they pulled him. And when I did it, I was just like, you know what? I'm here now. And they just happened to play the Saints. So I was like, you know what?
You know, I think I just searched Spencer Rattler to see what anyone else is talking about this guy. Apparently, he could set a record this week for the most consecutive starts to start a career without a win.
0-10.
Yeah. 0-10. That's not a list you want to be on.
Yeah, no, he's 0-10. He would be 0-10
yeah.
if he lost.
His numbers game. Overall this season aren't horrendous.
No, he just hasn't gotten a win.
Well,
he's a little soft. Because I remember when he transferred. I think he was in Miami at one time.
South Carolina at one point.
Yeah, he was in South Carolina. Yeah. He's had like a tumultuous time. Yeah.
The bigger issue is the Saints are the worst team, and the Bills might be the best team.
Yeah,
that feels like the biggest.
But you know,
issue.
every weekend,
any given Sunday,
on, but it probably won't be this Sunday. But I put it out there, so I'm gonna go ahead and ride with it.
It probably will. All right, we appreciate Jack on with you people there and everyone watching on YouTube. All right, Hugh, before we hand it over to the afternoon show, you know what we need to do, right?
We need to cook up a parlay.
Yeah, we do. All right, no Kyle. So maybe this one comes through for us. All right, Hugh, let's start here. What do we do every week? It's the easiest
every week. Hurts anytime touchdown.
Anytime touchdown by Jalen Hurts.
That's
put
like
that
money
one.
In the bank right there.
All right, so before the show today, I asked you what you thought the score could be before the game, you know, what kind of score we're looking at. And I think you said something like, what, 27-23-ish?
Something like that.
Well, you know what that is? That would be 50 points. 50 points is well over the number. The number is 44.5. You want to go over?
Yeah, we're going over.
Okay, let's do a Hurts anytime touchdown. Let's do over 44.5 points. I gotta
say, Sean Broccoli.
Yeah, I think it's.
Ooh,
I think
even it's, after Rondé said they don't really run against the Bucs.
I think. Well, so here it's not just about the bet; it's about the number. So last year, remember towards the end of the season, it was like 105 yards, 109. His prop. It's only at 81.5. I feel like Saquon's due.
Yeah, me too.
All right,
I'm with you on
it's
that.
It's not a big number. Over 81.5 for Saquon. Rondé Barber did tell us Bucky Irving in the open field's a problem. How about we do Bucky Irving over 3.5 catches? You like that?
I'll take that.
All right, Dallas Goedert. Does he have a touchdown catch in each of his two games he's played? I think he does, right? He caught one last week. He caught one against the Cowboys.
That's what we're going with that?
Yep.
Let's go okay. Dallas Goedert anytime touchdown. And then I like the Eagles. I know you have a little trepidation. What if we did Eagles money line instead of dropping
like,
a 3.5?
You know, I like the money line.
Yeah.
I like the money line.
3.5's a weird number. It could be a 3-point Eagles win and then we don't cover. All right. So let's put this together. We got a 6-leg parlay for you. Jalen Hurts, anytime touchdown. Over 44.5 on the game. Saquon over 81.5 rushing. Bucky Irving over 3.5 receiving receptions. Dallas Goedert, touchdown, and Eagles money line. Hugh, that's a 45-1.
Yeah, I like it.
$2 on that. You know what that is.
It's a lot of money.
That's $90. Yeah, all right, that's enough for us today. High on the hog. You guys have a great weekend. Afternoon show is next. We will talk to you again on Sunday. We will be doing the pregame show. Countdown to kickoff starts at 10 with Dave Spadaro. Elliot will join us in the 11 o'clock hour. Have a great weekend. Go Birds. Afternoon show is next. Thank you to Jack for filling in for Kyle. We'll talk soon on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.